Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank you for this word today. We praise you and thank you for sending Professor Stevens to us on this broadcast again today. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. We ascribe all of the glory for every word that's said and every deed that's done. For all those that are listening by radio and watching by television all over the world. DirecTV, Dish TV, the Victory Network. We give you praise and honor.
Yes, sir.
Our dear Jesus, our dear Savior. And we praise you for this revelation of your word. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Craig, let's go back over. Where's my camera? Right here. Let's go. Let's where we were yesterday in the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah 51.
Have you ever noticed Jesus found himself? Now, let me back up a minute for those that are not aware of this. Very, very important. Jesus, had you known him, had you known him on the street, he wasn't a gorgeous-looking man. He's a good-looking man, handsome man. Mm-hmm. But he's just a good-looking guy in business with his dad. Mm-hmm. And but he did no miracles. He's just as much the Son of God when he's 29 as he was when he's 30. But you have to remember now, 30, the Levitical age for priesthood, but he didn't come out of Levi, he came out of Judah, which made him an oddity to the Jewish people. But now here's what we need to realize. Greg, he could not do anything anymore than any other man could do until he was anointed.
Anointed, that's right.
And he had to be baptized in water, then he had to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then Luke records his message at his own hometown in Nazareth.
Yes, sir.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me.
Yes, sir.
How, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good
and healing
all that were oppressed of the devil.
That's right.
Sickness and disease is satanic oppression.
That's right.
It's not a blessing of any kind at all.
No.
Glory to God. You got me preaching, man. Now, let's go back over there where we were yesterday in the Isaiah 50.
Now, I teach Bible school students all the time. Isaiah is a mini Bible, 66 chapters.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is.
It's like 66 books. Yeah. And in Israel, they have one Torah scroll that's complete, that's ancient. And it's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. They found one complete, the partials of others, and it's the complete book of Isaiah.
Now, isn't that a miracle thing of God?
Well, I think
so. Now you know what Jesus would now. And here's another thing. He didn't follow the Sabbath reading that day.
No, he did not.
He found the place where it was written in the what we call the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah,
right,
and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
And he stopped partway through, which you don't do. That's why everybody's looking at it. Why did he stop? Because he's talking about himself right
What's the matter with him?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Now, I just said that to say this. Let's go back over there in the 51st chapter of Isaiah. Hearken to me, hear, kin, to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence you were hewn. Mm-hmm. The rock. Mm-hmm. The rock. Mm-hmm. The rock. Mm-hmm. Which is the anointed one.
Yes, sir.
The rock whence you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit where you were digged. Look unto Abraham your father, yes, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him. That's what we're talking about here today.
Yes, sir.
I blessed him and increased him. Oh, you got your shouting clothes on?
Verse 3. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden.
Yes, sir.
And her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody.
Why did he say Eden?
Yeah. That's where the trouble started.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But I'm taking you all the way back to that stage.
Yes, sir. I'm going back to where I first lost the whole thing.
God.
Greg, and you listen to me about this. The Lord asked me one day. He said, Kenneth, now there's times that, the only one time that I heard what I thought was the audible voice of God, that was when he said, coming to you from the revival, capital of the world. It was getting dark, and I looked down my audio panel to see if I'd left it on, which I never do. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. I thought, well, you know, I don't know. Anyway, but it's been at times that it's so strong that it's, to me, it is. And when he calls me by my name, and he said, Kenneth, excuse me, who is the biggest loser? I said, well, the devil. He said, no, no. He said, me. Mm. Well, I just didn't get a hold of that. He said, I lost Adam. Mm-hmm. In doing so, I lost the planet. Mm-hmm. I lost my garden. Mm-hmm. And it cost me my son. But I never let loss get into me. Mm. And he said, I win.
Absolutely.
I am the victor. Boy, that just set me on that course of victory right then. I mean, this was way back there, Greg, in the very beginning days of this ministry, almost 54 years ago. And it set that victory track up. And he started talking to me about victory right then. And right in the very, very beginning, victory in the new birth, victory in the name, victory in the blood. Well, it just branded my spirit with victory in Almighty God, victory over the grave, victory over death, victory over hell. That's the reason it's the victory channel.
Yes, sir. Now, and the believer's voice victory. You know, that thing happened in the garden right there where that deceit, treachery happened, that treason happened. Jesus reverses the curse in the garden, sheds his blood in the garden. That's where it starts.
Yes, it is.
In the reversal of this thing. Praise God.
Right then, and what he said was, I'm going to get my garden back.
I'm getting my garden back. He shed blood in the garden first with drops of blood.
I will make an outdoor, I wrote it like this. He will make my wilderness like Eden, the Garden of Eden, and he turns my desert into joy and gladness and thanksgiving and the voice of melody. I'm a singer. Glory to God. Get out of my way, Satan. How dare you get?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Boy, you go on down all through that chapter and into the 52nd chapter.
No, wait a minute. Verse 16.
Okay.
Ooh, are you ready, Teddy? Oh, hey, y'all gonna love this. Everybody knows Frederick K.C. Price. K is Kenneth. Frederick Kenneth Price. All right.
Amen.
There at Rhema, I'd listened to his tapes. I knew he was black. But I'd never seen him until the first time he preached at that then Rhema in Sheridan Assembly.
Sir.
Right there. The place was so packed out, man. Anyway, Brother Hagin introduced him, and he ran out the platform there, and he kind of slid sideways and said, "I am Ready Freddy." And he's been Ready Freddy to me ever since.
I'll tell you a story. I've never told you this. Back years ago, I worked for Trinity Broadcasting Network, and we covered an event at Crenshaw, and you were there. And I've never forgotten it. I saw something I'd never seen before in my life. Grew up Pentecostal, but I'd never seen this. I can't remember now who it was. It was the two of you. You and Fred Price were speaking to each other in other tongues.
I remember that.
And you were having a conversation.
And then we began to sing back and forth.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I was there. And I saw that, and I...
It must have been about 12 years old.
I got white hair. but I saw that, and the two of you do that, and at first I thought, what is this? This is a bunch of silliness. And then, in my spirit, no, stop it. Don't you talk bad about this thing. But I've never forgotten what I saw when the two of you, and you were literally having a conversation with each other.
We didn't know what
you were saying, but you guys knew what you were saying to one another.
And when it came out, he said, there will be points of light around the world, and those points will be connected by streams of light, and the fabric of the Spirit of the living God will come together in a place in time. Well, dear Lord, this is right now.
It's right now.
I hadn't thought about that.
And he put his words in you that you guys spoke out, which goes right to this verse in 16.
Look at this 16th verse. I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, you are my people. And when I underlined that in red, and I said, that you may say unto the United States,
yes, sir,
you are my people. That's what George Washington said the day it was inaugurated. We'll be your God, and you'll be our people.
That's exactly right. As the head of this nation, he made a covenant contract right then.
Yes, he did.
And we can claim that.
That's the reason the devil hates this, because he hates it worse than he does Israel. That's the reason they call us the big Satan and Israel the little Satan.
That's right.
Because if he can get rid of this country, the rest of them are easy.
That's right. And you've got to speak his word. I put my words in your mouth. He expects you to use them.
Yes, sir.
To say something.
So what's in your mouth? What's in your mouth when COVID-19 comes around the door? My God, I'm going to die. Well, we'll be there at your funeral. No. True. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Get out of here, Satan. Glory.
Yes, sir.
Put his word in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
I'm a covenant man.
That's right.
I'm a covenant man.
You know, Brother Copeland, we talked about yesterday Melchizedek. He came with the bread and the wine. Paul will admonish us when we take communion to rightly divide the body.
Yes, sir.
That means we need to rightly divide, not speaking out against the body in our own deal, honoring those that are in authority over us, pastors, teachers, prophet. We do that with Supreme Court, the president, vice president. Do we often do it with the leadership, spiritual leadership, prophets, pastors, teachers? We got to watch what we say. We got to rightly divide the word. He said, that's why many of you are sick. See, a lot of people got mad at you when you went and met with the Pope. Yeah, that's true. No, you're rightly dividing the body. Mm-hmm. Man believes in Jesus Christ. We may disagree on other things, but you were that connector to the body.
When the Pope invites you to come.
Yes, sir.
There's no longer a Protestant movement. The Declaration, Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification by the Lutheran World Federation and the Catholic Church, we confess this is October the 31st, 1999, after 4 years of deliberation. October the 31st, 1999, representatives of the Catholic and Lutheran churches gathered in Augsburg, Germany, and signed a joint declaration on the subject of justification. So 500 years of arguments, misunderstandings, and yes, sometimes wars began to give way to the reconciliation and recognition of the gifts of the Holy Spirit has placed within the body of Christ. Together we confess. Together we confess. Together we confess by grace alone, in faith in Christ's saving work, and not because of any merit on our part. We are accepted by God and receive the Holy Spirit, who renews our hearts while equipping and calling us unto good works.
Now, what do I have wrong with that? Nothing.
It's settled.
Yes,
the,
sir.
The protest is over. So get over it.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is recognizing the body. The body coming together. And that's what all these verses about. Put my words in your mouth. We've got to start blessing one another more instead of fighting with one another more. And when we do, we'll walk in the blessing.
It's amazing the things he said while we were there. I won't go into all of that. But just before we left, his secretary got all bent out of shape because he gave us more than 15 minutes. He said, the Queen doesn't get but 15 minutes. He said, yeah, I know it, but these are my friends. And he said, I'll meet with them however long I want to. You understand that? Oh, yes, sir. And he met with us for 30 minutes. And then he said, I'd stay longer, but I have another appointment. I'll give you a personal tour through the Basilica. And then when you get back, we'll have lunch. The only reason they didn't stay the rest of the day is because I had to leave that day. And before we left, he said, I want you to bless me.
My, my, my. I want you to bless him.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just kind of stood there for a moment because actually, it's out of protocol to touch him. It's fine if he wants to touch me. But I just did what he asked, and then I just put my hands on him and prayed and blessed him. And Tony was right there to interpret for me. And the biggest thing that day at the table, he was sitting over there with James Robinson. And James got excited over something he said about evangelism, what the Pope said about evangelism, and they just high-fived one another. And there's a picture of that sitting there at his table.
Praise God.
Hey, man, that's, hey. Things are happening in our time.
How good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity.
In unity.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Because that's where the blessing is, flows down. No matter what part of the body you're on, from the head, Aaron's beard, the shoulders, the robe, it flows down.
Yeah.
And so you're blessed when you bless.
And so is this nation.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
If we true. Bless it, we. We have to bless it.
Yes, sir.
What I said yesterday, the Lord said he had lost this planet. He said this to me, and then you and I have talked the thing. He said, I had no more authority in this planet. I gave it to him. Mm-hmm. I couldn't come in and touch it. He gave it to the devil. He had a right to do it, not a moral right, but he had the authority to do it. It was his. This thing belonged to Adam. It had belonged to Satan. Lucifer. We can find that, but we won't get into that. But now, God redid this thing. There was a flood before Noah's flood.
That's right.
Because it was flooded.
Darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just redid it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Adam gave it to the devil. The devil said that to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All of these kingdoms, I'm just paraphrasing now, all of these kingdoms are mine.
That's right.
I will give them to whomever I please, for they have been given unto me. Bow down before me, and I'll give them unto you. Well, he got hit really hard.
Jesus is reversing a curse that happened on the children of Israel. They went in and saw all those kingdoms. They'd already been told, promised that this is their land. And they said, we're grasshoppers in their sight. Jesus, he succeeds at that temptation where they failed at that temptation. Here's the thing. He remastered all this. I've got this microphone sitting right here on my shirt. You know about this. If I were to hit this right now, it'll be on the master recording.
Yes, that's right.
And every duplicate that comes after it will have that microphone hit at the same place, unless you remaster the master.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus
and
did.
And edit it out.
Edit it out. Jesus came.
He edited out the curse.
Yes, he did. He remastered me.
Yes, he did.
All the pops and scratches of my father Abraham, the moment I was born again,
oh,
are gone.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I know it. I know it. I'm remastered now in Christ Jesus. And all the flaws of that first Adam are removed.
Isn't that marvelous?
And that's covenant. And that's the blessing, Brother Copeland.
Oh, it is.
Taking me right back to the garden.
Yeah, right back to the garden.
That's the place.
Get right back there and start this thing over again.
Yes, sir.
He originally, his idea was for Adam to work this thing and work it and work it and work it. And that fruit was his tithe. And if he just kept his hands off of it and brought it to God, then he would have fed them of it and taught them.
And how'd he do it? He brought animals by him to see what he would call them. In verse 16, I put my words in your mouth. He'd name them.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we've been done now that we've been remastered. He's put his words in our mouth,
that's
so we'll say something.
That's right.
About things.
So what God intended for this, and you can see it, it's in man now. He wants out of here to go to the planets. Well, he's supposed to, but not with machines, because this thing, once this became the garden spot of the universe, then all of those other planets would have been the next project. I'm totally convinced of this. But then after the fall, we got to center on this one. But then there is real global warming is coming very
soon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to get to be in on it. Praise the Lord. When we create the new ones,
new
and we're out of time.
Earth. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Come on, Jeremy. Hallelujah. Help us out here, son.
Thank you, Papa. Listen, speak the blessing. That's how you activate the blessing in your life. It's up to you to release the power of the blessing into whatever situation is going on around you. It could be in your home, your city, it could be in your workplace or in your nation. But when trouble comes, you got to find out what's in your mouth. Choose today to speak words of life, healing, and peace. Speak the blessing by faith, and it will bring your covenant to life.
It's just been a really tough season. Sometimes I just feel like I'm not doing it right.
Man, I completely understand. But we don't have to earn what Jesus has already purchased for us through his covenant. We just have to receive it. You see, because you're a Christian and know your covenant with God, you know the blessing is for you. You don't have to question it.
Often we're aware of God, but are totally unaware we have a covenant relationship with him. Join Kenneth Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens in this 25-session series, No Longer Strangers from the Covenant of Promise, as they study the unfolding of God's covenant with us through Jesus. Available on DVD or MP3 disc. The life and sacrifice of Jesus fulfilled and restored our covenant relationship with God. Through that covenant, he's promised us redemption, healing, prosperity, protection, and wisdom. All we need to do is receive it and activate it by faith.
Unlock the secrets to obtaining the promises of God and walk in your covenant benefits with confidence. Request your free 25-message teaching series, No Longer Strangers from the Covenants of Promise, at kcm.org/victory offer. Available on DVD or MP3 disc and digital download. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We've been talking about having a covenant with God. And that starts in one place only, and that's with having a relationship with Him through Jesus as your Savior, as your covenant connector to God. And the Bible says in John 14, 6, that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Jesus is the one who connects you to the blessing. And if you've never received Jesus into your heart to be the Lord of your life, then today's your salvation day. Just pray this out loud with me. Just say it from your heart. Say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I repent of all my past, every sin, and I receive your forgiveness. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus, you are my Lord, and I am a new creation in you, Lord Jesus. Take my life, do something with it, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now look, I know it's a simple prayer, but if you prayed it and you prayed it in faith, right now you have a covenant of blessing with God. And all the things that we've been learning about this week, every one of them are for you. And to help you understand more about this new life that you have in Jesus, KCM has put together some free resources called the Salvation Package. It contains a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And with this book, we're going to send you two little brochures that are there just to help you learn how to start studying and how to read your Bible. All of this is to help you find out more about who you are in Jesus, who He is in you. So to request your free salvation package today, go to kcm.org. Let us know you want it and we'll get it to you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We pray that you've been blessed by the word that you've heard. And if you missed anything, anything leading up to this, all of these broadcasts are available to you for free. Just visit us online at kcm.org. Get caught up. And even if you've already heard some of it, hear it again and again and again. Why would you do that? Because that's how faith comes. It comes by hearing and hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And then make plans tomorrow to join us right back here on the broadcast. Brother Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens are going to explain how your covenant makes you an heir according to the promise. This is such rich truth, such rich revelation. You don't want to miss it. When you get a hold of it, it will change the way you live your life. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
If you ask Jesus into your heart today to be your Lord and Savior, KCM has a free salvation package to give you. Go to kcm.org/newlife to request your free package. Take the next steps. Find out who you are in Christ and how to live your new life in victory. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.